Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. And yesterday, the Jaguars had great success running the football. And they needed to because they came out in 11 personnel. Their 11 personnel is one running back and one tight end and three wide receivers. And the Browns played them with six in the box. Let's take a look at the film and I'll show you why they have to be able to run the ball with that look. And you can see that there are six guys for the Cleveland Browns in the box. And I wanted to show you this wide shot before we zoom in just to give you an idea. They're keeping the safeties back. They're not a factor in the running game. Got to be able to run the football. Let's jump to the end zone copy. So here are your six guys that are factors in the running game, and you have one, two, three, four, five, six blockers, right? You should be able to block every one of them. Take a look at how it works. So basically, it's man on man. And if you can beat man on man, there's the crease for Denard Robinson, and his hole may end up being anywhere, depending on how the defense plays it. But that's where you have to win, and the Jaguars did exactly that. They had a productive day on the ground because the Browns dared them to. The Jaguars had a big day at taking the ball away, and one of those plays was Telvin Smith's sack caused fumble, and it was on a blitz. I'm going to show you how this blitz is designed in the back end, and then we're going to jump in just like we did there and zoom in on the box to see why they made it happen. Now, I'm going to let run for just a second here to show you the coverage. All right, there it is. Man to man, and you have a free safety deep middle to help out if necessary anywhere. With the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys back deep, that allows you to have six guys in pressure. So the Browns have six protectors, counting Ben Tate, the running back, five offensive linemen and Ben. You have six guys along the line of scrimmage, all the way across the board. They have enough to block them, but there was a mistake. Look at Ben Tate, the running back, because Paul Posluszny showed blitz, but actually wasn't coming, but was covering Ben Tate. Ben Tate jumps up in the front. He should have turned to the outside to block Telvin Smith. He doesn't do that until it's too late. And great ball awareness by Telvin Smith of going for the strip there to where Brian Hoyer has an empty hand going forward. Now look at this. Remember what happened to Tennessee where the ball was on the ground, it was live, and the Jaguars didn't react? Well, the Cleveland Browns wide receiver Hawkins did not react, but the Jaguars learned from the Tennessee week and knew this ball could be alive.